Hi everyone. This is Damian Abernathy. Welcome to Forgotten History of Pacific Asia War podcast. We focus on short but sweet untold wartime stories in Pacific Asia War and update every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This is our 54th episode. Today we will talk about the controversial Rising Sun flag again, and discuss what the Rising Sun flag means in Asia. If you like our show, you can go to our anchor page and support us. The Rising Sun flag refers to the flag of Imperial Japan's military, particularly the Imperial Japanese Navy, during and before World War II. It has a red circle on a white background with 16 red rays extending from the circle. It was adopted as the naval ensign in 1870. The Rising Sun is also sometimes used to refer to Japan's national flag, the Hinomaru, sun disk. The exact origin of the two flags is not clear, but they have been used together for centuries. The meaning of the Rising Sun flag has been developed through time, with countries of East Asia having their own opinions of the flag. The Rising Sun flag, with its red circle and 16 red rays, can be interpreted as a sun with 16 sun rays. It is similar in design to the Hinomaru, which is originated from the Japanese name of Japan, Nippon, meaning the sun's origin, or the land of the rising sun. The name comes from imperial correspondence with the Emperor of China. In 607 AD, the Emperor of Japan sent a diplomatic envoy to Sui Dynasty China. He sent along with him a letter addressed to the sovereign of the land where the sun sets, sunset country, from the sovereign of the land where the sun rises, sunrise country. This event is supposed to be the origin of the name Nippon. Land of the Rising Sun also refers to Japan's geographic location relative to China's, and the fact that the sun never sets in the east. The Rising Sun flag and the Hinomaru motifs were everywhere before and during the war, symbolizing the emerging Japanese Empire. The flags were used predominantly in propaganda posters, textbooks, pamphlets, films, and more as a source of pride and patriotism. The culture of war was widespread in Japanese society at the time. Japanese citizens celebrated their military victories with both flags. Children were also subject to propaganda. Students consumed Hinomaru bento, Rising Sun lunchbox, to show solidarity during the Second Sino-Japanese War. The bento boxes consisted of a single pickled plum in the center of a bed of white rice in a rectangular box. First graders learned to read from textbooks that had illustrations of simple phrases and pictures. One of the illustrations was a large picture of the Japanese flag with the caption Hinomaru no Hata, Banzai, Banzai, Rising Sun Flag, Banzai, Banzai. At school events, the Hinomaru was displayed alongside the Rising Sun flag. The symbol once thought by the Japanese to light the darkness of the world became a symbol of darkness to the rest of Asia. In former Japanese-occupied countries, the Rising Sun flag symbolizes Japanese imperial aggression and war crimes. The flags were carried by soldiers and were raised when enemy territories fell to Japanese forces. When Nanjing fell to the Japanese forces, both the Rising Sun flag and Hinomaru were raised above the city walls, buildings, and on street corners as Japanese soldiers committed rapes and murders. In Korea, the flag is a reminder of Japanese colonialism, a time during which Japan ruled harshly and crushed Korean dissent ruthlessly. During wartime mobilization, Koreans were sent as soldiers to the front and tens of thousands of young women were drafted as comfort women. To this day, the flag brings to mind the painful memories of the long and harsh rule. In modern-day Japan, the Rising Sun flag is commonly used by right-wing ultranationalists. Their ideologies originate from pre-war ultranationalist groups that promoted fervent loyalty to the imperial state, glorified in Japanese continental expansion, and fiercely opposed socialism and communism. These groups are in favor of constitutional revision, remilitarization, state support for Yasukuni Shrine, respect for the emperor, promotion of patriotic sentiment among Japan's youth, and are still generally anti-communism and anti-socialism. Anti-Korean and anti-Chinese racist organizations, such as Zaitakukai, use Rising Sun flags and Hinomaru flags at their rallies and marches. They have sound trucks that drive through the streets of Tokyo and other metropolitan areas with Rising Sun flags painted on, blasting nationalistic music. The Rising Sun flag's association with nationalism stems from right-wing extremists who romanticize Japan's aggressive and imperial past. They are attached to the symbols of a heroic past that give them a sense of positive identity and belonging. The Rising Sun flag, along with the Hinomaru, has centuries of shared history. They are still in use despite protests from neighboring countries. As atrocities were being committed under the flag in Asia, it was used as a tool of imperialism and was seen as symbols of resistance against Western colonialism in Japan. The flag is a reminder of the atrocities committed during the Japanese occupation, but in Japan, the Rising Sun flag and the Hinomaru are being used by racist nationalists who strive to return to Japan's glorious militaristic days. If you are interested in learning more about this topic, we have some references and a book listed in the description of this episode. Thanks for joining us in our 54th episode. We update every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you like our show, remember to check back on Monday, subscribe to us, and donate to us on Anchor. This is Damian Abernathy. See you in the next episode.